Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how narcissists will steal your identity. Not your driver's license. Well, some of them might steal your driver's license, but your real identity, your personality traits, and all the other good stuff. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Yes, narcissists are identity thieves. Identity theft is real. Identity theft is real, Jim. It's a crime that many Americans face every day. Bears, Beats, Battlestar Galactica. Yes, I'm a fan of The Office, if you did not know. But yeah, y'all, narcissistic, toxic people are absolutely identity thieves. They will steal your identity. Have you ever wondered, when you're in a relationship with a narcissistic person, right, and they start to act like you, they start to behave like you, they start to like the same type of music that you like, the same type of some of them might start to dress the same. If it's your narcissistic best friend or cousin or brother or sister or whatever, they might actually start to dress like you. You know, they steal your identity because we lack our own. Let's keep it hot. You know, I tell people all the time that who you see in front of you right now is an accumulation of all the personality traits that I've admired in other people or that I've been jealous of in other people. You know, even down to my music taste. Yeah, my music taste. Like, I used to work third shift at Harris Theater Distribution Center in Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out to my HT fam. But they used to play country music over there. I used to hate country music. But then I started, people around me started liking it. I was like, I gotta fit in. So I started liking country music. I started liking rock and roll. You know, I started liking Three Days Grace and other stuff like that. You know, just Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. Like, you listen to my playlist right now, it's all like Luke Combs and Luke Bryan. You know, You Got a Fast Car. Yeah, I'm all on it because I feel like I need to become other people to be liked, to be admired, to be appreciated or whatever. So I've been doing it for a very long time. It's crazy how it works. Like, the narcissistic person in your life, especially when you get out of a relationship with them, you're going to be shocked at how much they take from you. What I mean by take from you, you're going to be shocked by how much they start to act like you, behave like you, do certain things like you do. You see, a lot of them are going to start doing this type of stuff. Like, they're going to start behaving kind of like you. They're going to use what they learn from you to manipulate other people. Because, like, let's just say I like country music, right? Like, I didn't like country music before I got into the relationship with you. But I started liking it because it would help me get closer to you. So now that our relationship is over, guess what happens? The next relationship, now I have a new interest. Now I have a new personality trait. Now I have a new hobby. I have something that I didn't like before that I might not like right now, but I can use it. It's like putting it in my little toxic knapsack, my little toxic book bag. Oh, country music, rap, Parcheesi, tennis. You know, I'm stuffing things everywhere because it helps me be me. It helps me be more of me. You know, and I love it. And this is part of who I've become. Like, they will absolutely steal who you are to improve themselves. And I know what people want to say. Well, Lee, that sounds like most people do it. That sounds like things that everybody does. It's the intent. You know, intent matters. Intent matters. The intent to manipulate somebody in a negative way. The intent to take advantage of somebody. The intent to pretend. You know, it's okay if you're around somebody and then you start picking up their... If you're around somebody for a long time, you start to act like them. You know, that's okay because y'all are still going to be friends. Y'all still cool. It's like y'all bouncing things off of each other. Y'all sharing clothes. You're doing whatever. Like if it's your boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband, wife, or whoever it is in these situations, y'all are growing together. It's not a toxic relationship. Now, if they're telling you, if they're taking your personality characteristics and using them to manipulate you, to kind of lull you into this false sense of security, that's what the point is right there. And I thought I need to clarify that because some people will hear me say that about the taking personality characteristics and you will automatically put y'all little empathetic people, you little too much empathy. You'll be like, well, Lee, I can wear the shoes of other people and feel like them and act like them. So does that make me a narcissist? No, because you have the ability to put yourself in other people's shoes, right? It doesn't make you a narcissist. Narcissists can't do that. We can put the shoes on, but they don't fit. They don't match us. They don't feel right. So it's like literally able to create a different mask. We use you to create a different mask, not only for you, but for possibly people in the future as well. You know, so this happens quite a bit. That's why I just tell people, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever, this is part of the dynamic that you might face in these situations. You might face the situation where you encounter a toxic narcissistic person that really absolutely steals your personality characteristics, that steals your personality traits. They really do. So that's why I just tell people, and a lot of the people in these situations that like, being realistic, there's really nothing you can do about it. They're going to take your personality traits anyway. You can't really, especially if they're in a new relationship, what you going to do, reach out to the new supply and just say, hey, look, they really don't like Parcheesi. They're just doing it to manipulate you with. They hate Parcheesi. They're a chess person. They like to play Mancala. You know, they don't play that game. You know, I put them on that. They're pretending and it doesn't make you look crazy. Like they already told the new supply that you're crazy. And now you're reaching out talking about Parcheesi and Mancala. They're going to say you kind of steering into the skid. You know, you're hitting the guardrail right there. And whatnot. So that's what I tell people. Just kind of be careful with these situations. I say Mancala. Y'all know what Mancala is. It's a little game. I think it's the game where back in the day, it's a little marble game where you like it's got like little holes in the board, and you take the little marbles. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, like, I don't know if that ages me. It show y'all my age or whatever, because yo, this is 38. But that's where it goes right there. So I'm just trying to tell people on a consistent basis that like you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your peace. You have to protect. You have to guard yourself right now in these situations. Just in like. If people monitor people, y'all observe the people that are in your life. If they tell you, like, especially if you're getting back out here into the dating world, if somebody tells you that they don't like something, and then all of a sudden you tell them that you do, and they start liking it, and you feel like it's manipulative, y'all watch out. It could be a little red flaggy right there. A little red flaggy, not big red, not a big red, little red flaggy right there in that situation. So as I tell people, like, you have to be careful, not be careful what you wish for, but be careful how you operate. Be careful in these situations, right? Because this is what happens. So I want y'all, like, just study people. Y'all ask deep, that's what I tell you. Ask deep, penetrating questions. Get to know someone for who they really are, not who they pretend to be, not who they become with you, but who they really are at their core. Don't just ask, red, what's your favorite color? No. Let me interview your exes. If we can be serious, if I were to interview your exes, what would they say about you? You know, if I were to interview your exes, what would they say about you? Ask a deep question. You know, what's your favorite band? What's your favorite music? Get deeper. What don't you like? In these situations right here, you want to be the one who asks these questions first, because it doesn't give them the opportunity to manipulate you later on. You see, if you are asking the question first, Like, if you ask the question first, right? And then later on, like, if you ask the question first, it doesn't give them the ability to ask you. Like, because if you ask first, they have to give you an answer. Or they'll ask, look, what about you? And then they'll answer. If they ask you, and then you answer, then they can say, oh, me too. You see what I'm saying? It gives you the opportunity to learn about them first. Sometimes you have to take the initiative, y'all. You have to take the initiative in, you know, getting into these people's minds, getting into their heads and whatnot, because it can absolutely help you survive in a lot of these situations that you might not think you can survive in. So I just tell you, just like ask deep penetrating questions, because they will absolutely steal your identity. They'll wear you like a damn skin suit. You seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre with Leatherface when he took people's faces off and started wearing them? That's what they do. That's what they do with your personality traits. Narcissists or Leatherface, you know, from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They'll wear you like a suit. And they look, it's a snug fit. A tailored suit. They wear you like a tailored suit. It's a tailored version of you that they put on and that they wear and whatnot. So you want to be able to protect yourself in this situation. So ask the questions first. Well, Lee, I'm kind of passive. Well, monitor their answers. Y'all, study body language. This is how you can defeat narcissists. Study body language. Read body language books. Watch videos on body language and micro expressions. Because they can lie out of their mouths, but their body, I'm just telling you, their body might not lie. A little subtle movement, eye twitch, you know, that's how you tell somebody's lying or somebody really likes something sometimes. Like, they might say, oh, I love that. And the eye be twitching. You're like, oh, wait. What's that with your left eye? What you, nothing going on with my left eye. What do you mean? Now it's your right eye. I knew I should have worn my shades. I'm going to finish the date like this. Don't worry about my eyes. Look at my heart. Don't look at my eyes. Look at my heart, please. Don't judge me by my eyes. Look at my heart. You can still kind of see the eyebrow twitching through the damn, through the bandana. But this is what I'm just telling you. Ask deep penetrating questions. So you want to be the first to ask. So you don't want to, yeah, I just don't want y'all to get manipulated by a person that's not being authentic with you, because that sucks. It absolutely sucks. And you don't deserve that. But you have to take initiative. You have to kind of have a little bit of bravery and stand up for yourself in the beginning of relationships, or while you're actually in a relationship, to monitor them. Like, if they tell you that they like something, and they get you, because narcissists are evolving too, y'all. So if they tell you that they like something and you start getting into a relationship with them and you notice that they don't really like that, this, y'all, take notes. You can take notes, right? Have a diary, you know, have a diary. Get my self-love journal is available on Amazon. Check out my self-love journal. It's right here. Check the self-love journal out. You can write in this and it helps you rebuild that self-love. It's available on Amazon. Write in that type of stuff right there, y'all. Help yourself. Help yourself survive. Help yourself thrive. Because at the end of the day, you have to live the life that you want to live. And I promise you, they're going to live their life. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Hills is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.